Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one sound page of Talmud each day. Before we jump into Bava Metzia, page 42, I'd like to give you what you really come to this podcast for. Financial advice, of course. Behold, the overall portfolio balance is 1/3 fixed income investments and 2/3 equity investments. The third allocated to fixed income mitigates the high volatility risk inherent in the 2/3 allocated to equity investments. Diversification across two major forms of equity investing with dissimilar patterns of returns further reduces the equity risk. The result is a balanced portfolio tilted toward equities appropriate for an investor with a longer investment time horizon who is simultaneously concerned about both risk and return. It is a remarkably elegant and powerful asset allocation strategy. That, my friends, is page 2 of the book Asset Allocation, Balancing Financial Risk by Roger C. Gibson, long considered one of the canonical texts of how to invest. In case you're like me and your ears and eyes and hearts glaze over every time you hear words like equity or diversification or portfolio, Gibson delivers an even more succinct summary of his foolproof investment strategy. It's right there on the book's page 1. Let every man divide his money into 3 parts and invest 1/3 in land, 1/3 in business, and 1/3 let him keep in reserve. Gibson wasn't making this up. He was quoting Rabbi Yitzchak, who delivered this very sound advice on today's page of Talmud. Imagine, Gibson writes, trying to develop a one-sentence investment strategy, knowing that a wide variety of investors, most of whom are not yet born, will follow the advice for the next 2,000 years. You would be hard-pressed to come up with something better. Amen, Sela. It's sound and smart advice. But Rabbi Yitzchak's real financial genius, it turns out, comes in the very next verse. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, blessing is found only in a matter concealed from the eye. As it is stated, the Lord will command blessing with you in your storehouses, Deuteronomy 28:8, where the grain is concealed. The school of Rabbi Ishmael taught, blessing is found only in a matter over which the eye has no dominion. As it is stated, the Lord will command blessing with you in your storehouses. Blessing is found only in a matter concealed from the eye. If ever there were words our titans of industry and finance needed to hear. In one short and somewhat cryptic statement, Rabbi Yitzchak is warning us against so many of the problems that really haunt our marketplace today. Don't rush to maximize profit too quickly and recklessly. Don't be tempted by fast and easy windfalls. Stop, pay attention, learn, understand that the business is like an oak. You plant seeds first. Then you water and nurture it. You give it time and space, and then it grows tall and mighty. What happens when this advice is ignored? I saw it with my own eyes, just by going to the supermarket. I'm a New Yorker. I live in the Upper West Side, so my favorite supermarket is Fairway, a mega market on Broadway. It was started by a man called Nathan Glicksberg in 1933. Back then, it was just a lowly little fruit stand. But 3 generations of Glicksbergs were very smart, and they worked hard to turn their fruit stand into a store and eventually a culinary empire. They imported terrific olive oils from Italy and Spain. They had cheeses you couldn't get anywhere else. They employed people who really loved food and knew food. And by 1995, they built a second store up in Harlem, complete with a legendary walk-in freezer room where you'd wrap yourself in one of their complimentary coats and wander through a large wintry wonderland stacked with cheese, eggs, and meats, many of them kosher. The Glicksbergs knew their business very well. The venture capitalists who took over the business in 2007 sadly did not. 4 years later, in 2011, Fairway was employing 3,500 people running 9 stores in 3 states. Hallelujah, right? Not at all. Because the money people who took over didn't heed Rabbi Yitzchak's warning. The only blessing they cared about were the ones they could see right here, right now, in front of their very eyes. More stores equal more money, right? And if you have this many employees, taking a company public and issuing an IPO made lots of sense, no? The answer, alas, was not at all. Many of the new stores fizzled. Some because they opened in glitzy suburbs that simply didn't have enough people to keep business humming at the necessary volume. The money people also knew and cared very little about things like running inventory or giving people a good, pleasant shopping experience. They did away with cashiers and opted for automated checkout lines, cut costs on mediocre technology, and created a situation in which you had to trudge into the store, shop, then wait in line for the next available machine, and then spend a short eternity struggling with some glitchy computer software just to try and find the right type of Apple you just purchased so you could check out and pay a small fortune for goods of ever-diminishing quality. And no surprise, in 2020, the company filed for bankruptcy. The store on the Upper West Side, thankfully, is still around. It is, sadly, kind of a pale shadow of its former self. Here's hoping that whoever takes over next, and whoever is contemplating starting and running a business of their own, any kind of business, puts Rabbi Yitzchak on their advisory board. A business is a sapling to nurture, not a sponge to squeeze out of every last drop. Here's hoping, then, that business schools soon start adding Talmud classes to the curriculum soonest. This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life. Surprisingly modern advice from a very old book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramucci, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butney, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.